You're listening to The Folk Tree here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. It is our Folk Tree Christmas party today, and we're live in the studio with Curtis and Loretta.
It is so good to be here with you, Karen. I mean, this room, to many itinerant musicians all across the country, is definitely hallowed ground, so we're just thrilled to be here at this lovely time of year. And it was so nice that they actually supplied us a Christmas choir here as well.
Yes, so. There's a whole choir here in the studio. They're all going to help us sing. Yes, a choir of angels. And we're going to start off with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
All of you out there, you little children, you adults, everybody just sing with abandon because Christmas is almost nigh. I can feel you singing in your homes out there, and we appreciate your help. So, that's actually called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Ladies, by the way.
He's made a new name for it, a more
current. So we have Victorian instruments today. We have a Celtic harp here, a rather large Irish harp. I'm playing a mandocello, a mandolin cello, and later on we have a couple of other instruments we'll introduce to you, and these are instruments that would have been played during the Victorian time period, though many Christmas songs are hundreds of years old, but a lot of them were written right in that time period, during the Victorian time period. So we have all the ingredients here. We have the instruments. If you sing along, we can make these songs sound just like they would have when they were brand new songs. So we invite you to help out.
And that said, what are we going to do next, Curtis?
Oh, yeah. We're going to cheat. We're going to do one that's not
Victorian.
Cheat right
now? Are we right now? Okay.
I think so.
All right. Well, this song came out in the 1940s, but it's so lovely. We love this song, Silver Bells. It came out in a Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell movie called The Lemon Drop Kid. And no one seems to remember the movie very well, but everybody remembers the song. So help us sing.
And there's two parts, you know. Silver bells, it answers. Everybody
like
always
echo.
Sings with her. Nobody sings with me. It makes me, it just feel sad.
All right, so everybody sing something. Here we go. One, two, three.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Thank you for singing, everybody.
Now, I tell you, I'm inspired now. But I find it very difficult to choose a favorite Christmas song. There are so many carols and Christmas songs, and their meanings are so profound, and melodically they're so lovely that it's difficult to choose a favorite. But if you were to say to me, sir, you must choose but one, I would choose one of the most magical and the most peaceful. And I would choose Silent Night because everyone always sings along on Silent Night. There will be people all across Iowa standing in their kitchens singing Silent Night. And it's a magical thing to do. It could be very helpful for everybody.
They could be out in their carriages somewhere, driving along the road. We don't know. Wherever they are, everyone help us sing this old German carol.
We'll play through it one time to get you boys and girls in the mood, and then we'll sing it together, okay?
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sweet.
Thank you.
Curtis and Loretta performing live in Iowa Public Radio's Cedar Falls studios, and you're listening to The Folk Tree. I'm Karen Impola, and assuming that you are listening on a Sunday afternoon and not to the web stream rebroadcast on Monday, if you are listening on Sunday, this is happening in real time, and you're welcome to join us between now and 5 o'clock here on the third floor of the Communication Arts Center on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. We'll have some more music from Curtis and Loretta, and Raldo Schneider will be playing in the 4 o'clock hour. You can find Curtis and Loretta online, logically enough, at curtisandloretta.com. They're based in the Twin Cities, but they do travel around from time to time, and they have a number of CDs available. And for those of you who are in the studios with us, you have 5 more shopping days, don't forget. So. And they're switching instruments around. Tell us about this instrument here,
Loretta. Yes, I've
moved
from the harp over to this side. I'm going to play something called a celeste or celesta. And it comes from the French word for celestial, like angels in heaven, because it's got this heavenly sound. They were invented in the late 1880s in France. And instead of strings inside like a piano, there are metal bars or bells like a xylophone. It gives it that sound.
Now, one of the most popular instruments of the 19th century, invented in the 1800s, was the French harp, the mouth organ, the harmonica, if you will. And these were very affordable and quite portable. When you would transport everything on horseback, a gentleman could just stick this right in his vest pocket, ride his horse over to his true love's house, and woo her in song with these little things. But I have to say, we have to dedicate this to whomever it was, you know, driving through Cedar Falls here, and the Christmas tree right here in the building is very, we must dedicate this to whomever it was that did such a lovely job of decking the halls here. I am remiss. I have not decorated my halls yet. I'm inspired. I'm gonna go right home tonight and deck the halls with boughs of
holly. It says
mistletoe,
holly right here.
Mistletoe.
You can have one sprig of mistletoe. You can't have it everywhere.
Now I tried a sprig. It doesn't work for me. Anyway, help us out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jack the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Dawn in our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Trow the ancient hills our carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the blazing hill before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why the devil have you a treasure? La 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 la. Fast away the old year passes, la 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 la. Hail the new year, lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Soon we joy is all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heed us on the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don in our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Lovely. Now this next one, I know you know this song. It's called Up on the Housetop. Now this was written about 1860 by a fellow named Benjamin Hanby. And you may think you haven't You know nothing about this fellow, but he actually wrote another song almost exactly at that time period, which changed American history. He wrote the moving and very important anthem of the abolitionists. He wrote My Darling Nellie Gray, which really changed things back in the 1800s. But he wrote this for his children at Christmas. So here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bring your paws out of good old Santa Claus. Fill the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joy. Oh, ho, ho, who wouldn't go? Oh, ho, ho, who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down the chimney with good Saint Nick. Lots of tacks, also a ball, a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down to the chimney with good Saint Nick.
reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who would go? Ho, 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 who would go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Should we have another Santa Claus song, Curtis?
Oh, I think
we got to do one more Santa Claus song. Indeed. Oh, yes.
I have to say, I'm so excited this Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'm especially looking forward to Christmas this year. I can just feel it in my heart, you know, that this could be the Christmas that I get a present.
You? What makes you think that?
Well... who was good this year? Who was good?
That was all right.
No, I would not go so far as to say I was good. However, I do believe that I was vastly improved. Yeah. But you better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. And this year I did much better. I got 1 out of 3.
Which one did you get?
Well, I watched out.
Oh, yeah. That was about it. Rest of the time, Curtis and I are married to each other, so I know for a fact... pouted and cried every day.
No. And coal is so expensive. I probably won't get anything.
No, Santa can't afford coal anymore.
No lumps of coal this year.
I don't know what you'll get, if anything.
Someone's going to get a present. I guarantee that.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, 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 ho.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be hopeful, goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy toot toot and rummy tum tums.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Little toy dolls that cuddle and coo, elephants, boats, kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, 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 ho.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you. Thanks.
We're going to hear... going to hear one more song from Curtis and Loretta. Let me remind you that you're listening to The Folk Tree here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, and that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we've got some live music from Raldo Schneider, and you can find Curtis and Loretta on the internet at curtisandloretta.com, and they have a bunch of recordings out, including Christmas music and non-Christmas music. It's great that we could get you here today.
Oh, we're so happy to come back here. All we're right. So happy to see everyone.
What shall we hear for a fun
Well,
song?
You have to have Jingle Bells for Christmas program, even though it started out as a Thanksgiving song. In the 1850s, James Pierpont wrote this for Thanksgiving, and somehow it got promoted to Christmas, and we're happy it did. So we'll start out with a little introduction, then we'll start singing on Dashing Through the Snow.
That part's about me.
What part?
The dashing. Oh, the audience can see it. Anyway, she's Fanny Bright.
I'll be Miss Fanny Bright then. Okay. She falls off the sleigh in the second
Let's
verse.
Get on the sleigh together. You guys are great. It's wonderful being here.
I think I can hear them out in Radioland too. I can hear people all across Iowa singing. It was wonderful. Thank you. We'll leave you with Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upsot. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow,
dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.